The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are answering questions. Our call-in number is... All right, we got it. How's that? Okay. So, is it possible to heal degenerative disc disease? Yes. My friend had an accident, hit by a bus, very bad pain when he's standing. Yeah, so degenerative disc disease is pretty easy to fix. You can eat the, pigtails. They have discs right there, actually, in the structure, and that helps. You can also eat the chicken feet. Chicken feet is extremely helpful. Many people have experienced eating chicken feet, and their pain improves the same day. Now, you got to do the basics. You have to hydrate yourself. Make sure you're drinking enough water, and you've got to have your 3 bowel movements a day. That's first. Many people find that once they do that, their pain is so much better. And then you can use, say, chicken feet to go in and do the repairs. How do you naturally stop menstrual cramps? First of all, you naturally prevent menstrual cramps by not eating. Number one, don't eat dairy. Number two, increase your bowel movements. And number three, stop all junk food. And it's pretty good. It just goes right away. I used to have cramps when I was as a teenager, no cramps. Went away to college, of course, college food, started getting cramps. Medical school, cramps. When I stopped eating dairy, no cramps at all. How to heal a swollen spleen and leaky gut? I've been taking MSM and DMSO and doing cough enemas as well as something and saw a little improvement, but not for the spleen. Okay. Your primary problem, it seems here, is malnutrition. So you fix a leaky gut by increasing your nutrition. Again, your cholesterol products, that would be your liver or animal brain. All right. So itchy throat all the time. First thing is to look at is hydration. And so they've got to hydrate themselves. So most people have a hydration issue, even though they don't want to admit it. No, there's nothing as helpful as calf brain. Sarah says, but I thought it was good to do a colonic. No, it's not good to do colonics. I mean, yeah. It's like anything. Not everyone needs it, and you can overdo it. And if it's harmful to you, then it's not for you. All right, Meek, I will consider a healing retreat in Panama. Okay, Olga, can you put turpentine externally on Dacre veins even if you don't go to the bathroom 3 times? You could, but it's not going to help. So what'll happen is you'll put turpentine on the Dacre veins, which is an area of pain and wasting. Initially, it's going to help, and it's going to stop helping. You're like, oh, the turpentine stopped working. No. Your body, your immune system had no place to put the toxins the turpentine released in order to relieve your pain. And so your body said, well, I'll just put it right back there. So it's really not a shortcut. What causes incontinence? Either the drugs you're taking or a lack of flesh meat in your diet. This is one of the rare things that eating a steak will actually improve. What is the culprit of slow thyroid function? There are many. Okay. Somebody says, are all internal organs like kidneys, gizzards, and heart good for you to eat? Yes. Kidneys, plus or minus, because some people can get high blood pressure from the kidneys. But gizzards, yes. And heart, yes. Those are good. Okay, now how do I know what foods are high in estradiol? I don't see listed on any ingredients. Ha, ha, ha. No, you're going to have to get animal meat. First of all, estradiol is not contained in plants. Easy beans. So if it's a plant or a fruit, there's no estradiol in it, you're good to go. So estradiol is contained exclusively in meats. And it's contained in meats that are injected. So you want to eat meats that don't, where the animals have not been fed hormones. Oh yeah, dairy is a huge estrogen source. That's correct. Is there anything to be done for lichen sclerosis? Yes. For lichen sclerosis, I would apply castor oil daily and basically cleanse, and you can take the turpentine. That will help. That will get rid of it. Okay, so the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. All right, that is the correct number. So Meek says, my eyes are weak and don't work together all the time since my brain injury. How do I fix it? Eat brain. How do I dissolve a cyst the size of an orange on the nape of my back? First thing is you've got to understand what caused this cyst. This cyst is there because your body is storing waste products that your liver and intestines failed to dump into the toilet. That's what happened. And you were fortunate enough that you had a high enough fat diet that your body was able to put all this stuff in this little cyst instead of making a cancer for you. So you can pat yourself on the back, pat the little cyst, and say, thank you, appreciate it. So now what you've got to do is increase your bowel movements, clean out your liver, and clean up your diet. You can start by going to vitalitycapsules.com, downloading the free report, the Candida Cleaner. You can follow that diet, get your vitality capsules, and get going with that. And then you can do a discovery session, if you feel you need more guidance. What do you think of tapioca, sugar, or flour? Way, way, way too processed. So what is tapioca? Tapioca is yucca, Y-U-C-C-A. It's a root vegetable, like similar to potato. So I just buy it at the market and just boil up and eat the yucca. Maribel says, I've gained weight in my lower stomach butt area. I have hair loss and lack of energy and proper sleep. Am I to assume this is a slow thyroid affecting hormones and metabolism? No. I generally don't recommend blood tests of any kind. However, If you think you have a thyroid problem, get a blood test. TSH, don't get any other test, just a TSH. If that's normal, then you may have a problem, but it's not your thyroid. Is it best to sleep on your left side, or does it matter? Whatever side you prefer, it doesn't really matter. Dr. Daniels, how do I cook chicken feet without a pressure cooker? Answer, a long time. The reason I use a pressure cooker is I don't like to watch the pot, and I don't like to keep adding water to it. And I'm sitting here doing something like this, and I can start smelling the burning, and I'm like, oh, do I get up and turn it off, or I just have to let it burn and clean the pot later? So for me, having a pressure cooker that will pressure cook for a limited time is the way to go. But if you can watch a pot, then you can just simmer the pot on the stove for usually about 6 or 7 hours and just keep adding water to it. Or you can use a slow cooker and cook overnight. But I like the pressure cooker because that's what my time constraints will allow. Okay. Well, CJ says, ew, pigtail, that takes some getting used to. Yes, pigtail does take some getting used to. The first time I had pigtail, I threw it away. I cooked it and was like, oh, I just threw it away. I didn't know what it was. My husband bought a pig, and the guys butchered it, and they cut the pigtail out, and they said, this is really good. So in Panama, the pigtail is a delicacy. I mean, it's a real treat. And so it looked like a kind of deformed penis to me. I was like, oh, I'm not eating that. And so I said, well, maybe I'll use it for flavoring, and I'll throw it away. And then I found out later that thing was a pigtail. And then I started doing research on it and stuff. And I thought, well, okay, I'm going to try it again. And it really tastes great. All right, we got someone that says, I haven't had pigtail since I was a child. Yeah, we have someone who has it. Okay, my mom used to cook pigtails 40 years ago with greens, and I love them. Exactly, they're very tasty. Are raw oysters healthy or not? Okay, so raw oysters are considered an aphrodisiac, and it helps, you know, men with their abilities. Raw oysters have their downside, but that's why you put a lot of hot sauce on them. The hot sauce helps to detoxify them and also to help get them through your system quicker so you don't have the toxicity issue. But if you're taking turpentine regularly, you should be okay. Dr. Dance, what are your thoughts on berberine? Just eat ginger. Ginger is high in berberine. Black seeds or the oil, are they good for anything? So black seed is actually kalonji, and it's the seeds of the onion plant. And they're very good. First of all, excellent flavoring, very good seasoning. They are anti-parasitic. They do kill parasites. I personally don't like to use black seed oil because the dosing is 3 times a day, and you have to add manuka honey to it, and it's not as tasty as turpentine, and turpentine is easier dosing, and I think it's more effective. Is there any chance to reverse hypnecrosis caused by prednisone? Yes. First things, stop the prednisone. The next thing is to eat pig feet and ham hocks to strengthen that bone. What do you think of cystus incunus tea? Not familiar with it. It's supposed to help with fatigue and Lyme disease. So Lyme disease, again, it's just syphilis. And fatigue, usually fatigue is from an adrenal issue, and there are a lot of herbs that help with that, but your adrenal issue is, again, it's a cholesterol issue. The adrenal glands use cholesterol as their fuel. That's like your car being out of gas. and then you're worried about an oil change, and you're worried about fixing the headlights. No. Fill your tank with some oil. So my cycle changed from 7 days to 3 days. Should I be concerned? No. Can turpentine kill all brain parasites? Again, we're not talking killing. We're talking about removed from the body, and yes, it can. All right, we have some phone calls. We have Lee in Indiana. Hi, Lee. How you doing? What is your question?
Fine. Yes, I'd like to know, are you familiar have you heard about hydrogen peroxide therapy? And if so,
yes, I have.
What's your opinion about it?
It has some applications. I don't use it very much. I used to use it occasionally for pneumonia, but now I find that it's not necessary. If you keep yourself cleaned out, then you don't get into the troubles and you don't need to take it.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. We have Junior in New York. Hi, Junior.
I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, right? And I took a first shot of Lupron. I refused to take the next one based on the side effects I'm having. Okay,
yes.
I'm taking the Vital capsule now. I'm taking just one per day, but I haven't seen any action. Can I increase the dose?
Yes, so on the bottle it tells you to increase by one capsule every day until you develop 3 bowel movements a day. And the number of capsules it takes you to develop 3 bowel movements a day is the number you take every day.
Okay, because I haven't seen anything, so I'm going to increase the dose.
Exactly.
What do you recommend naturally for prostate cancer?
I recommend you can take turpentine, but I recommend the first thing is to ignore it. And the reason for that is because people who have prostate cancer on average live about 4 years longer than men who don't have prostate cancer. So the medical industrial complex has taken a sign of good health and convinced people that it's actually a sign of illness. And that's really what's going on. So if you have prostate cancer, what I have found with people with severe prostate cancer, let's say you can't pee, it's spreading, you're noticing that you have symptoms of it, then download the Candida Cleaner report, the free report at my website, vitalitycapsules.com. Follow those instructions, take the Vitality Capsules and turpentine, and guys do very well, have excellent results with that. But if you are having no symptoms from your prostate cancer, you should do absolutely nothing about it.
Okay. Just eat properly, right?
Correct.
I'm trying to go on a vegetable diet like raw veg and juice, and is that good?
No. Do you have any symptoms from your prostate cancer?
I have a pain like...
Yes, no, or maybe.
Area.
Okay, so maybe. Okay, so you do have some symptoms. If you do have symptoms, then I would not go overboard. So if you go too far, like into the raw food arena, then you can create other nutritional deficiencies. So I would just download the Candida Cleaning Report. You can follow that diet, and then take the Vitality Capsules and turpentine. Usually, that's all you need. If you want to go further, then you can get some small willow flower, which directly heals the prostate, bladder, and kidneys.
Yeah, I have that. I have the willow flower.
Then that's it. That's all there is to do. I wouldn't go, if you go into like heavy juicing and raw foods, then you're going to deplete your cholesterol, deplete your cell membranes, and destroy your body in other areas. So you don't need to go that far.
Okay, good.
Right.
Good. So it says download, go on the website and download it.
Yeah, vitalitycapsules.com, you enter your email address, and you get the report, the Candida Cleaner.
Okay.
All right, good. All right, Sandy in Colorado. Hi, Sandy.
Neil, this is Sandy. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right. I know I've been doing Vitality Capsules for years.
Sandy, and yes.
Yeah. So I
That's Sandy.
Yep.
Okay.
I turned 51 a couple of years ago, and I am I've just seen my body go down, and I don't know if it's my hormones or whatever, and You know, I went through in 49-50 a divorce, and I changed my diet a lot and was feeling awesome. But then, you know, somehow when I hit 51, I don't know if it was hormone changes or body changes or if it's just, you know, I wasn't eating much meat at all after my ex moved out. And maybe, you know, I felt I needed to incorporate more protein, so I tried to, and I've always been careful. But I don't know what's going on.
What did you add?
Like, what meat did I add?
Right.
I don't know that I don't remember exactly what meats I added. Okay. I just, you know, right. Started
enough.
Eating
Close
some
enough.
Meats. Yeah. So. Lately it's just like I'm still doing my Vitality Capsules. I'm working through this slowly, very slowly, working through the Health Accelerator program. And from last time, you know, I added molasses into, I make a drink in the morning with, you know, pumpkin seeds and flax and stuff. It's just something I've always done, and it's always helped me, and I added molasses into that. You know, but I got to where I was at like 17 Vitality Capsules at night, and I just feel like I have this congestion, but it's not the typical congestion I would have when I was young. I don't know if you remember.
Okay, so what we're talking about is following a basically healthy diet, really cleansing diet, and then at 51 just kind of falling off the edge of a cliff and realizing that, you know, it's just things aren't working. So that means that you need to go back and do rebuilding. So you have to switch from cleansing mode to rebuild mode. And the way to do that would be to start with something like liver, because liver is a great universal rebuilder. And so I always start with liver. And then once you go with the liver, you'll see what things clean up or fix up or improve and which things don't. Then the next thing, depending on how the liver goes, I would maybe lean more towards either ham hocks. Yeah, I would go for ham hocks. Ham hocks also help relieve congestion and give you help move the system forward. So a lot of times when, especially with the intestines not moving so much and just getting just not as responsive to the Vitality Capsules, it can be that your intestines are simply not getting enough connective tissue. In other words, your intestines are actually deteriorating and being cannibalized because of the pumpkin seeds, the flax seeds, and all the other, you know, high vegetarian stuff that you're eating. So give those things a try. And then, you know, then you can go from there. But I think this missing piece here would definitely be liver. All right, we have Lee in New York. Hi, Lee.
Hello.
Hey there. Yep. What is your question, Lee?
I'm William, not Lee. Hello.
Okay, William. What would your question be?
Oh, yes. Hi, Dr. Daniel. I wasn't sure you would be or not. Anyway, Dr. Daniel, I've been following you for a while with the turpentine therapy. I've been using it for helping people with the Lyme, Alzheimer's. But my problem is I've been using it myself, and I've been having issues with my gallbladder. So I'm trying to find out how can I've been eating beets and stuff, trying to keep it flush. Right now I'm in the hospital again because they said my belly Rubens, plus they left the stent in there for 18 months too long. Only for me in 3 months, so they had to flush it all out because I got sick over the weekend. But I'm trying to keep
where's
my
your, where's
gallbladder.
Your stent
I don't
at?
Want. They put the stent in the gallbladder, hold the fissure tail part open. So it's full of pasta.
They put it in or they took it out?
Accumulating rock. No, it's been in there 18 months. Only for been there for 3 months.
Yeah. So my question is,
right, it's been
did
there
they
too
take
long.
That out?
Yeah. Yeah, to get out.
They did take it out. Okay. All right. So what you can do is you can just go ahead and do liver flushes, and then that'll flush the stones out, and you're done.
Yeah, but that's what I've been trying to do. I've also been eating the beets to try to keep it moving, but
beets are not a liver flush.
On.
So beets are not
liver
a liver flush.
Flush.
Right. So you have not done a liver flush.
Just do the liver flush and stay with my turpentine therapy.
Yes. Yes. So what you need is a liver flush to flush the stones out. Or you're going to keep ending up in the hospital with this whatever.
You have one. I know I can't do it here. I'm supposed to be on Monday. But, you have one on your Vital, on your website, Vital?
No, but I believe it's in the chat room, which is healingwithdrdaniel.chitango.com. And I think it's also on Facebook. HealingWithDrDaniels, Facebook.com.
Dr. Daniels, Facebook.com.
Right.
All right, because yeah. I'm in a hospital right now, and I have to remember that when I go home, Dr. Daniels, Facebook.com. So I've even tried to work with some people in South America with the turpentine therapy, but they can't get it there. I had to send it, sneak it over there in bottles of, castor oil. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so put it in castor oil. They just don't know the name of it. It's actually everywhere. It's called Aguareras down here.
Yeah, but I have the three packs over there from Bogota to Barranquilla, and they can't find it. That's why I had to sneak it over there.
I mean, they can't find Aguareras where they're located?
No. They don't even have it. No kind of paint, nothing like it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's good that you're helping them out. I also have a home healers program that teaches people how to heal, so you can check that out as well.
We're at Facebook?
No, that's at the vitalitycapsules.com. Or actually, I'm going to have Shelly send out notices about it, so you'll hear from Shelly about it.
Yeah, because I know you send me emails all the time, or my email address, but like I said, I haven't been home in 2 weeks. I'm in the hospital. Because you had that special with the vital capsules and so on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we wish you a speedy recovery.
Well, I'm almost done. They told me my belly movements is way, way, way down now. So I'm on my way out of here, just a matter of a day or two.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
3 point something. I'm down to 1 point something now.
Oh, okay. For your bilirubin. I see.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said I take my turpentine. I mean, maybe it's me, but I take, like a 5 ml with the sugar, this, that, and the other. But I also, like, when I got a cold or fever or whatever, I feel sick is coming on, I just take a distilled glass of water, take a lime and squeeze it and put about 7 or 8 drops in the lime, stir it up, and shoot it right down. It knocks whatever coming down on you within a day or so.
Exactly. It's pretty quick. All right. Okay, William. We'll see you when you get out to hospital. All right. Jeff in New York. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Thank you for everything that you do. Your information is phenomenal. Two friends here in New York, both female, have ear problems. One's sensitivity is so bad that she has to put cotton in it. The other one claims that she caught a virus. And now her equilibrium and balance, as well as her hearing, are off a little bit.
Do either one of them drink milk?
Yes. The one with the balance drinks a lot of milk.
They should quit milk and cheese and all dairy products.
Okay.
That would be it.
And I think the other one does as well.
Yeah,
that cures it. Say that again, doctor. Okay, and that same person also has a... I'm sorry?
What were you saying?
That same person who has the equilibrium balance also has broken a small bone in her leg, and it won't heal in her lower leg.
One thing at a time. Let's fix the balance. Stop all that dairy.
Okay. We'll start there.
Okay. All right. Great.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Women's Health Study, which they had to shut down, they shut that down, determined that the more milk you drink, the more bones you break. And so when they start coming out with that kind of information, that was it. It's like, okay, end of the women's health study. All right, we have Larry in California. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I hope you're doing well today. Dr. Daniels, I had a colonic yesterday, and I broke out today with a lot of pimples, just like you said. And I'm wondering, you said something about pig's brain. Is that how's that going to help the situation, or what can I do to eliminate the pimples?
The pig's brain patches your intestines so toxins don't go through your intestine to your skin.
Okay. It doesn't go through the intestines to the skin. What does it do, did you say?
Okay, we're going to commercial. We'll catch you on the way back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Dr. Daniels. We are doing questions, and we have, I think, Larry in California. Is that right?
Still here. And, yes, I'm asking about the pig strain helping not to go to the skin for the pimples. Can you elaborate on that a little bit, Dr. Daniels?
I don't even know what to tell you. You got a sheetrock wall with holes in it. You put plaster on it. It doesn't... Things don't come through the wall anymore. That's pretty much the size of it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So I have to get pig's brain before I get another colonic if I choose to get one, then, right?
I wouldn't get a colonic. I think you need, it sounds to me like you need more than one pig's brain. Like maybe you need to eat it for a while. You got to repair your intestines. It sounds like your intestines are just not tolerating the colonics.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother with it maybe for a year. Give it a year. Fix the intestines.
so I can get a lot of pig's brain, and I can eat that, and that would build up my intestines, my body?
Yeah, it'll clear your skin, too.
Oh, okay, the skin, too. Oh, great. Okay, that must be what I need, then. Okay, I'll give that a try, and
right,
look for a year on that. Okay, thank you, Dr. Daniels.
You're welcome. All right, we have Diana in Texas.
Daniel, I have a question regarding sugar addiction. So I've been trying to lose 20 pounds for the past 3 years, and it used to be really easy for me, but I feel like I just can't get over this problem. Is there a way, a quick way, like a vitamin or something?
How long have you been taking turpentine?
I take it on and off. I haven't really stuck to it.
So I stick to it twice a week, and you'll find your sugar cravings just go away.
Oh, okay.
That'll make it really easy. I would do that. The other thing is, how many times a day are you pooping?
3 times.
All right, so I keep up with that, and maybe, 3 should be your minimum. I mean, you can go as high as 5 or 6, or maybe even do a once-a-week clean-out where you clean out, you just have maybe 6 to 10 bowel movements a day, one day a week, like maybe Saturday. And you'll lose the weight very easy.
Yeah, it's the pooping is not the problem. The sugar is the problem. I feel like I just can't get away from it. So the turpentine will fix it. I'll just get on the turpentine twice a week. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have Linda in Ohio. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I got a problem that might be, my 12-year-old cat has hyperthyroidism, and the vet put him on thyroid twice a day for the rest of his life. So,
for overactive thyroid?
Hyperactive. Yeah, he was having some diarrhea, and that was it. But so he obviously put him on some Imodium and some antibiotics.
I'm not a vet, but if the thyroid is overactive, he doesn't need thyroid hormone. That's the absolute opposite, wrong medication.
Yeah, that's right. What the hell am I thinking? Wait.
Yeah, so why don't even give it to the dog? Just forget it.
Well, okay, let's see. Yeah, Synthroid would be for underactive, right?
Correct. The vet is destroying your poor little pet and making him a permanent patient.
Okay, let's switch it then. What would I use if he was hypothyroid?
I'm not a vet, but...
I know, but...
Yeah, I'm not a vet. So I'm not sure about thyroid disease in dogs or cats. I just don't know anything about that.
Well, what would you do if it was a human?
It doesn't work that way. Some things you can give to a dog, it'll kill them. And the same thing would be great for humans. So I'm not familiar enough with that to know what to recommend.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. All right, Linda. Thanks for calling. Okay. All right. We have comments here on the chat room. Let's see. What do you use blackstrap molasses for? A lot of stuff. Use it for your skin. It clears your skin. It helps you grow hair. It gets rid of diabetes. It's very nice. Okay. Dr. Yams, how do you break the stigma of pig brain and dig in? Well, the first thing you do is when you after you boil it in salt water for 20 minutes, you take it out and you mash it with a fork. And at that point, it is not identifiable. And then you can mix it with egg and scramble it. And again, it's not identifiable. So the key thing is to make it not identifiable. Okay. My husband had loose stools for years and occasional blood in his stool. The past week, there's blood every day, maybe a tablespoon. He's about to go to the doctor. So the thing you do is increase his bowel movements to about, actually don't even worry, he's in such a hurry. Just give him a quarter cup of castor oil with a teaspoon of turpentine and stir it up, and that should go a long way towards helping him. So a lot of what causes blood in the stool is worms. And a lot of colon cancer is actually just misdiagnosed worms. a person doesn't really have cancer at all. So I would give them the worm therapy first and see how that helps. Can you do a water fast along with the turpentine protocol? Yes, some people do water fast, and they'll take the turpentine sugar like every other day while they're water fasting. Especially with a short water fast, it works fine. Okay. We have Ingrid, looks like Ingrid, in Ohio. Hi there, how are you?
Hi, no, it's Ingrid in Idaho, Jennifer.
Ingrid, okay, great. What is your question?
Yeah. Well, I heard on your show you're talking about doing a liver gallbladder flush using turpentine instead of lemon. And I looked all over your website. I couldn't
You're like totally friggin' confused. So go to healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com, and they just posted the liver flush again.
Oh,
so
really?
If you go there
healing,
right now, yep,
healing with healing Dr. With, Dan?
No, drdaniels.chatango.com. And it's posted right there. It's actually the most recent, two posts.
So it's a Chat Tango.
Yeah, chattango.com.
Okay. I might have to listen to that again. I didn't quite get the website. Sorry.
No, you should go there right now because they're adding more comments. It's getting pushed further and further away from
So it's drdaniels.chattango.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie.
Okay.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have Amini in Virginia. Amini, how are you?
I'm doing good. I've called before, and this is regarding a high blood pressure, and I did buy your extra strength capsules.
Yes.
And I still have not have three bowels movement. I have two, but not three. And I'm taking two tablets a day.
Okay, so increase them to three tablets a day and then see how it goes. That should get you three. If it doesn't, then, you know, wait another day and increase to four, and then that should get you to three. It sounds like you're getting pretty close there.
Okay, our question is that does potassium and magnesium help in lowering blood pressure?
I missed the first half of that question. Can you say it more slowly?
I said, could you speak on potassium and magnesium in helping lowering blood pressure, to lower blood pressure? Does that help?
It can help, but the problem is you can overdose on either one of those two. So I don't think that would be a safe way to go. I think it would be much simpler just to eat more high potassium foods like vegetables. So people used to try and lower their blood pressure by eating low sodium salt, which was high potassium, and a lot of people died because it caused their heart to stop beating. So I would not recommend potassium supplements for blood pressure. Magnesium supplements, if you take them every single day in a high dose, can cause kidney failure. So I don't recommend those either.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All righty. What do you think of urine therapy? So I did urine therapy for a while. I am not a fan because, again, once you hydrate yourself and dump the trash, you're pretty much home free and you don't need the urine therapy. It is a great therapy, if you're stuck in the middle of nowhere with no water to drink, definitely drink your own urine. But I did do a radio show on that, on urine therapy. You can go to my website for the replay. Okay. What do you consider a high dose of magnesium per day? Enough magnesium to give you a bowel movement is a high dose of magnesium. So that varies for everybody, but usually you're okay if you stay under 800 milligrams, 800 milligrams or less. All right, we got that. All right, let's slide this down and see. What is the difference between reverse osmosis water, distilled water, alkaline water, and pure water, spring water? So I did a whole radio show on that, water, water everywhere, and not a single drink drop to spare, and that replay is on my website. I did that about 2 years ago. But reverse osmosis water, the water passes through a series of filters, and as you find, that water is a pH of 5.5. It's very similar to distilled. Distilled water, the water is boiled. It forms a vapor. It's then condensed, then passed through a carbon filter. That water is also pH 5.5, and it is absolutely, totally, completely pure. Both those waters are pure, and I recommend either reverse osmosis or distilled. Alkaline water has a pH of anywhere from 7 to 14. I do not recommend that, because it makes the stomach too alkaline and creates an environment where parasites can prosper. It also destroys your kidneys, puts you on dialysis, and that's not what we want. Pure spring water is a problem because of groundwater contamination, say nothing of chemtrails, air pollution, creating acid rain. So spring water is not a good deal. So my Candida Cleaner report, it clearly recommends distilled or reverse osmosis water, so that, yeah, that makes it really clear. Okay, so Meek says, I went back and cleared out my intestines, and then I took turpentine, and now I have no dizziness. Exactly. So when you clear out your intestines, turpentine is a smooth, easy experience. All right, so granddaughter is having complications with her pregnancy. Not really clear what the complications are. But she's got a low iron, needs blood. Answer, eat liver, eat prunes. Don't worry if the baby's transverse. Got 6 weeks to go, not a problem. So you have an 88-year-old lady who's healthy and sharp, but worried about her mind. So she should stop worrying about her mind. If she's sharp, she's sharp. Leave it alone. And salt is salt. It's sodium. It's not. I don't know what salt free is, but anyway, yeah. If she's sharp, she's sharp. There's nothing to worry about. So it makes no sense to be mentally sharp and worry about your mental capacity. So if you're not having a problem, then you're not having a problem. All right, we have Chuck in Florida. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right. Look, I'm calling you because I was listening to you on Republic Broadcasting, and you were talking about women gaining weight after they finish their menopause. After they reach
when they start
age.
Menopause. Yeah, when they start menopause.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
So can I get that? I'd like to listen to that because my wife is 76, and I'm 74.
Mm-hmm.
And she has gained a lot of weight, like the, how would you say, like her weight gain look like when you have thyroid
like, say,
problems.
50 pounds or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
But she refuses to do a cleanse, you know.
Oh.
She refused to do that.
Why does she refuse to do a cleanse? Maybe it's a cleanse. If you change the cleanse, she might be willing to do it. But that's what she needs to do is a cleanse. There's nothing else that's going to solve her problem. She could change her diet as well, but the reason she's overweight is her body is holding on to a lot of waste.
Mm. Yeah, well, I try to tell her, but she won't listen, you know.
Well, you know, that's still what part of having a spouse. Spouses don't always listen. It's like spouses, children, and parents. they don't always do it.
Yeah, that's right. And she tells me she's older than me, so.
That's true.
All right.
She's older than you.
Yes, well, thank you, Dr. Daniels. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome, Chuck.
Can you give me, can you forward me that show that you did?
You can go to my website, and it's on my website.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five. Take away my name. Fever, lay your hands on me. Never be the same.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we have time for one more question. Well, maybe two. So we have Mayor Greg in Georgia. Hi, Greg.
Thank you for answering my question. I believe I got hemorrhoids. What's the best way to treat it?
Best way to treat hemorrhoids is to increase your bowel movements. It's a congestion in the blood vessels to the liver. And usually what causes that congestion is the bowels are not moving freely enough. So the first step is to increase your bowel movements. Like about...
Did that.
How many times a day are you going?
I go 3 times a day.
Okay, so you got the 3. And then the next thing is you can take sauerkraut juice. Sauerkraut juice acts like an enzyme and that clears out the liver and increases the flow through the liver and decompresses.
Sauerkrautjes? How do you spell that?
Sauerkraut juice.
Oh, sauerkraut juice.
Right. You can either make your own, or you can buy it from the health food store. Biotta, B-I-O-T-T-A, is one brand. And you can drink, I would pick a weekend day and maybe drink about a cup or so. And it'll give you a little bit of diarrhea. It'll empty out your liver, and you should notice your hemorrhoids shrinking. But what causes the hemorrhoids is there's some congestion there that's keeping those veins from draining into the liver like they're supposed to. And it's a backup.
So drink a cup or two of sauerkraut juice.
Correct. Pick a weekend day because you'll be, you know, in the bathroom.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, let's see. We have... All right. Okay, so we have some wise advice from the chat room. Any herb in a pot at your front door is medicine and affordable. As far away as one is, we must keep as far away as possible from things that are not plants. Yeah, so you really want to go straight to plants for your healing whenever possible, plants or animals. Ale is... Okay. All right, we are it. That's it. We're done for the month, for the week. Actually, for the month, too. We'll see you back in November. As always, think happens.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again, you said you would come and dance with me, dance with me.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.